November 5th. You can live as close to me as you choose. I set up no barriers between us. Neither do I tear down barriers that you erect. People tend to think their circumstances determine the quality of their lives, so they pour their energy into trying to control those situations. They feel happy when things are going well, and sad or frustrated when things don't turn out as they hoped. They rarely question this correlation between their circumstances and feelings. Yet it is possible to be content in any and every situation. Put more energy into trusting me and enjoying my presence. Don't let your well-being depend on your circumstances. Instead, connect your joy to my precious promises. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. I will meet all your needs according to my glorious riches. Nothing in all creation will be able to separate you from my love.
Contemplate the following words from Scripture about contentment.
I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Philippians chapter 4, verse 12. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 39.
Consider whether or not you are content, and what you require for contentment. Acknowledge that your circumstances might dictate your feelings, and that contentment can be found in every situation. Ask God to show you that your well-being isn't dictated by circumstances, but by your connection to His promises.
November 6th. Seek to please me above all else. As you journey through today, there will be many choice points along your way. Most of the day's decisions will be small ones you have to make quickly. You need some rule of thumb to help you make good choices. Many people's decisions are a combination of their habitual responses and their desire to please themselves or others. This is not my way for you. Strive to please me in everything, not just in major decisions. This is possible only to the extent that you are living in close communion with me. When my presence is your deepest delight, you know almost instinctively what will please me. A quick glance at me is all you need to make the right choice. Delight yourself in me more and more. Seek my pleasure in all you do.
Look to the following words from Scripture about making good choices.
The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. John chapter 8, verse 29. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 through 6. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37, verse 4.
Think about the ways you approach making decisions. Consider how drawing close to God could influence good choices in your life. Increase your faithfulness to God and see how you are much more equipped to make important decisions.
November 7th. worship me in the beauty of holiness. All true beauty reflects some of who I am. I am working my ways in you, the divine artist creating loveliness within your being. My main work is to clear out debris and clutter, making room for my spirit to take full possession. Collaborate with me in this effort by being willing to let go of anything I choose to take away. I know what you need, and I have promised to provide all of that abundantly. Your sense of security must not rest in your possessions or in things going your way. I am training you to depend on me alone, finding fulfillment in my presence. This entails being satisfied with much or with little, accepting either as my will for the moment. Instead of grasping and controlling, you are learning to release and receive. Cultivate this receptive stance by trusting me in every situation.
Consider the following words from Scripture about fulfillment in God's presence.
Give unto the Lord the glory due to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Psalm 29, verse 2. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to seek Him in His temple. Psalm 27, verse 4.
Ruminate on the feeling you get when you are able to clean out a cluttered area. Much like the freedom you feel from physical clutter, God desires to free us from all kinds of clutter. Ask God to show you what you are holding on to that is cluttering up your life, and thank Him for the fulfillment you get in His presence.
November 8th. Learn to appreciate difficult days. Be stimulated by the challenges you encounter along your way. As you journey through rough terrain with me, gain confidence from your knowledge that together we can handle anything. This knowledge is comprised of three parts: your relationship with me, promises in the Bible, and past experiences of coping successfully during hard times. Look back at your life and see how I have helped you through difficult days. If you are tempted to think, "Yes, but that was then and this is now," remember who I am. Although you and your circumstances may change dramatically, I remain the same throughout time and eternity. This is the basis of your confidence. In my presence, you live and move and have your being.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture and have faith in God's strength.
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. Psalm 102, verse 27. For in Him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are His offspring. Acts chapter 17, verse 28.
Give some thought to how you view difficult days. See if you appreciate what these challenges showed you, and don't shy away from these circumstances. Find rest in the knowledge that though our world is always shifting, God is the same forever.
November 9th. Sit quietly with me, letting all your fears and worries bubble up to the surface of your consciousness. There, in the light of my presence, the bubbles pop and disappear. However, some fears surface over and over again, especially fear of the future. You tend to project yourself mentally into the next day, week, month, year, decade, and you visualize yourself coping badly in those times. What you are seeing is a false image because it doesn't include me. Those gloomy times that you imagine will not come to pass, since my presence will be with you at all times. When a future-oriented worry assails you, capture it and disarm it by suffusing the light of my presence into that mental image. Say to yourself, Jesus will be with me then and there. With his help, I can cope. Then come home to the present moment, where you can enjoy peace in my presence.
Contemplate the following words from Scripture about fear of the future.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds! Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 25. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5.
Give thought to how you view your future and if it fills you with worry or anticipation. Consider how endlessly mapping out your future takes you away from the potential peace in the current moment. Begin to willfully limit your worries about the future by recognizing that God will guide you every step of the way.
November 10th. Focus your entire being on my living presence. I am most assuredly with you, enveloping you in my love and peace. While you relax in my presence, I am molding your mind and cleansing your heart. I am recreating you into the one I designed you to be. As you move from stillness into the activities of your day, do not relinquish your attentiveness to me. If something troubles you, talk it over with me. If you get bored with what you're doing, fill the time with prayers and praise. When someone irritates you, don't let your thoughts linger on that person's faults. Gently nudge your mind back to me. Every moment is precious if you keep your focus on me. Any day can be a good day because my presence permeates all time.
Ponder the following words from Scripture and rejoice in the Lord and His glory.
Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exalt in your righteousness. Psalm 89, verses 15 through 16. This then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through 20. To Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Jude verses 24 through 25. In my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Psalm 41, verse 12.
Contemplate what you do with troubling and fearful thoughts that come up during your day. Make a decision to talk to Jesus when your mind is troubled and nudge your mind back to the comfort of His presence.
November 11th. Do not let any set of circumstances intimidate you. The more challenging your day, the more of my power I place at your disposal. You seem to think that I empower you equally each day, but this is not so. Your tendency upon awakening is to assess the difficulties ahead of you, measuring them against your average strength. This is an exercise in unreality. I know what each of your days will contain, and I empower you accordingly. The degree to which I strengthen you on a given day is based mainly on two variables: the difficulty of your circumstances and your willingness to depend on me for help. Try to view challenging days as opportunities to receive more of my power than usual. Look to me for all that you need, and watch to see what I will do. As your day, so shall your strength be.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about difficult days.
I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Psalm 105, verse 4. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25.
Think about a typical morning and how you sort through the concerns that the day will bring. Acknowledge your tendency to muse about the pitfalls that might happen. Ask for God's help and strength during challenging days.
November 12th. This is a time of abundance in your life. Your cup runneth over with blessings. After plodding uphill for many weeks, you are now trapezing through lush meadows drenched in warm sunshine. I want you to enjoy to the full this time of ease and refreshment. I delight in providing it for you. Sometimes my children hesitate to receive my good gifts with open hands. Feelings of false guilt creep in, telling them they don't deserve to be so richly blessed. This is nonsense thinking, because no one deserves anything from me. My kingdom is not about earning and deserving. It's about believing and receiving. When a child of mine balks at accepting my gifts, I am deeply grieved. When you received my abundant blessings with a grateful heart, I rejoice. My pleasure in giving and your pleasure in receiving flow together in joyous harmony.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about accepting God's gifts.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Psalm 23, verse 5. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For every one who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 10. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Romans chapter 8, verse 32.
Contemplate how you behave when things are going well in your life. Choose to accept the gifts God gives you with a receptive heart. Give a prayer of thanks when you experience an abundant season from Him.
November 13th. I am Christ in you, the hope of glory. The one who walks beside you, holding you by your hand, is the same one who lives within you. This is a deep, unfathomable mystery. You and I are intertwined in an intimacy involving every fiber of your being. The light of my presence shines within you, as well as upon you. I am in you, and you are in me. Therefore, nothing in heaven or on earth can separate you from me. As you sit quietly in my presence, your awareness of my life within you is heightened. This produces the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. I, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in me, so that you may bubble over with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Listen to the following words from Scripture about the joy of the Lord.
To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 6. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
Think about the ways love impacts your life and how it has transformed you. Consider how this hope of glory can impact others that you interact with as well. Give thanks for the joy Jesus gives you through the power of His Holy Spirit.
November 14th. Bask in the luxury of being fully understood and unconditionally loved. Dare to see yourself as I see you, radiant in my righteousness, cleansed by my blood. I view you as the one I created you to be, the one you will be, in actuality, when heaven becomes your home. It is my life within you that is changing you from glory to glory. Rejoice in this mysterious miracle. Thank me continually for the amazing gift of my Spirit within you. Try to depend on the help of the Spirit as you go through this day of life. Pause briefly from time to time so you can consult with this Holy One inside you. He will not force you to do His bidding, but He will guide you as you give Him space in your life. Walk along this wondrous way of collaboration with my Spirit.
Consider the following words from Scripture about God's love and understanding.
Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Psalm 34, verse 5. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25.
Reflect on how you feel when someone really understands you. Take heart in knowing that we can tap into the well of God's understanding fully every single day. Rejoice that His miracle of love allows you to see yourself as God sees you, fully realized as who He created you to be.
November 15th. Approach problems with a light touch. When your mind moves toward a problem area, You tend to focus on that situation so intensely that you lose sight of me. You pit yourself against the difficulty as if you had to conquer it immediately. Your mind gears up for battle, and your body becomes tense and anxious. Unless you achieve total victory, you feel defeated. There is a better way. When a problem starts to overshadow your thoughts, bring this matter to me. Talk with me about it, and look at it in the light of my presence. This puts some much-needed space between you and your concern, enabling you to see from my perspective. You will be surprised at the results. Sometimes you may even laugh at yourself for being so serious about something so insignificant. You will always face trouble in this life, but more importantly, you will always have me with you, helping you to handle whatever you encounter. Approach problems with a light touch by viewing them in my revealing light.
Ponder the following words from Scripture about overcoming troubles.
Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. Psalm 89, verse 15. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33.
Give thought to how you face challenges. Take heart in that your partner in facing these challenges is the conqueror of the world. Thank the Lord that even though we will always face trouble in this life, God's presence is there to help us handle any situation.
November 16th. As you look at the day before you, you see a twisted, complicated path with branches going off in all directions. You wonder how you can possibly find your way through that maze. Then you remember the one who is with you always, holding you by your right hand. You recall my promise to guide you with my counsel, and you begin to relax. As you look again at the path ahead, you notice that a peaceful fog has settled over it, obscuring your view. You can see only a few steps in front of you, so you turn your attention more fully to me and begin to enjoy my presence. The fog is a protection for you, calling you back into the present moment. Although I inhabit all of space and time, you can communicate with me only here and now. Someday the fog will no longer be necessary, for you will have learned to keep your focus on me and on the path just ahead of you.
Ruminate on the following words from Scripture about God, who is always with us.
Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Psalm 73, verses 23 through 24. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12.
Recall a time when your faith seemed obscured by a fog that slowed you down. Take heart in knowing that when we can only see a few steps in front of us, we have to pay closer attention to God, who is leading us along. Thank Him for holding you by your hand and for being with you always.
November 17th. There is no condemnation for those who are in me. The law of the Spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Not many Christians know how to live in this radical freedom, which is their birthright. I died to set you free. Live freely in me. To walk along the path of freedom, you must keep your mind firmly fixed on me. Many voices proclaim, "This is the way for you to go," but only my voice tells you the true way. If you follow the way of the world with all its glitter and glamour, you will descend deeper and deeper into an abyss. Christian voices can also lead you astray. Do this, don't do that. Pray this way, Don't pray that way. If you listen to all those voices, you will become increasingly confused. Be content to be a simple sheep, listening for my voice and following me. I will lead you into restful green pastures and guide you along paths of righteousness.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about simply following God.
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 2. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. John chapter 10, verse 27. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3.
Give thought to the simple things in life that bring you joy. Acknowledge that keeping your mind fixed on God will help you down a simpler path, free from confusion and stress. Thank Him that He is your shepherd and that His voice outshines all others.
November 18th. Come to me and rest in my peace. My face is shining upon you in rays of peace, transcending understanding. Instead of trying to figure things out yourself, you can relax in the presence of the One who knows everything. As you lean on me in trusting dependence, you feel peaceful and complete. This is how I designed you to live, in close communion with me. When you are around other people, you tend to cater to their expectations, real or imagined. You feel enslaved to pleasing them, and your awareness of my presence grows dim. Your efforts to win their approval eventually exhaust you. You offer these people dry crumbs rather than the living water of my Spirit flowing through you. This is not my way for you. Stay in touch with me, even during your busiest moments. Let my Spirit give you words of grace as you live in the light of my peace.
Give thought to the following words from Scripture and be filled with God's Spirit.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. John chapter 7, verse 38. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20.
Reflect on a time when you tried to impress people and how it made you feel. Realize that keeping this kind of performance up will end up being exhausting and inauthentic. Ask God to allow His Spirit to flow through you instead and give you words of grace for those around you.
November 19th. Leave outcomes up to me. Follow me wherever I lead without worrying about how it will all turn out. Think of your life as an adventure, with me as your guide and companion. Live in the now, concentrating on staying in step with me. When our path leads to a cliff, be willing to climb it with my help. When we come to a resting place, take time to be refreshed in my presence. Enjoy the rhythm of life lived close to me. You already know the ultimate destination of your journey, your entrance into heaven. So keep your focus on the path just before you, leaving outcomes up to me.
Consider the following words from Scripture about faith in God.
I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalm 27, verses 13 through 14. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. Exodus chapter 15, verse 13.
Give thought to what it means to live in the now. Remember that your ultimate destination is taken care of by Christ. So determine to worry less about the outcomes in your life. Ask God to help you focus on the present, following Him wherever He leads.
November 20th. I am pleased with you, my child. Allow yourself to become fully aware of my pleasure shining upon you. You don't have to perform well in order to receive my love. In fact, a performance focus will pull you away from me, towards some sort of Phariseeism. This can be a subtle form of idolatry, worshiping your own good works. It can also be a source of deep discouragement when your works don't measure up to your expectations. Shift your focus from your performance to my radiant presence. The light of my love shines on you continually, regardless of your feelings or behavior. Your responsibility is to be receptive to this unconditional love. Thankfulness and trust are your primary receptors. Thank me for everything. Trust in me at all times. These simple disciplines will keep you open to my loving presence.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about God's radiant presence.
For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Psalm 62, verse 8.
Think about what it means to become fully aware of God's pleasure. Consider shifting your focus toward being receptive, thankful, and trusting. Readjust when you feel tempted to complain or doubt God.
November 21st. Thank me throughout this day for my presence and my peace. These are gifts of supernatural proportions. Ever since the resurrection, I have comforted my followers with these messages. Peace be with you, and I am with you always. Listen as I offer you my peace and presence in full measure. The best way to receive these glorious gifts is to thank me for them. It is impossible to spend too much time thanking and praising me. I created you first and foremost to glorify me. Thanksgiving and praise put you in proper relationship with me, opening the way for my riches to flow into you. As you thank me for my presence and peace, you appropriate my richest gifts.
Consider the following words from Scripture about thanksgiving and praise.
While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Luke chapter 24, verse 36. "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
Ponder what you think the benefits of having a thankful heart might be. As you move toward more ways to thank and praise God, consider that we are created to glorify Him. When we fulfill our reason for being by worshiping God, we open ourselves to receive His riches.
November 22nd. A thankful attitude opens windows of heaven. Spiritual blessings fall freely onto you through those openings into eternity. Moreover, as you look up with a grateful heart, you get glimpses of glory through those windows. You cannot yet live in heaven, but you can experience foretastes of your ultimate home. Such samples of heavenly fare revive your hope. Thankfulness opens you up to these experiences, which then provide further reasons to be grateful. Thus, your path becomes an upward spiral, ever increasing in gladness. Thankfulness is not some sort of magic formula. It is the language of love, which enables you to communicate intimately with me. A thankful mindset does not entail a denial of reality with its plethora of problems. Instead, it rejoices in me, your Savior, in the midst of trials and tribulations. I am your refuge and strength, an ever-present and well-proved help in trouble.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about thankfulness.
Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 18. God is our refuge and strength, mighty and impenetrable to temptation, a very present and well-proved help in trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1.
Contemplate the glimpses of glory you encounter each day. As you become more thankful, see if your attitude becomes more positive as well. Ask the Lord to help you rejoice in Him, even in times of trouble.
November 23rd. As you sit quietly in my presence, let me fill your heart and mind with thankfulness. This is the most direct way to achieve a thankful stance. If your mind needs a focal point, gaze at my love poured out for you on the cross. Remember that nothing in heaven or on earth can separate you from that love. This remembrance builds a foundation of gratitude in you, a foundation that circumstances cannot shake. As you go through this day, look for tiny treasures strategically placed along the way. I lovingly go before you and plant little pleasures to brighten your day. Look carefully for them and pluck them one by one. When you reach the end of the day, you will have gathered a lovely bouquet. Offer it up to me with a grateful heart. Receive my peace as you lie down to sleep, with thankful thoughts playing a lullaby in your mind.
Give thought to the following words from Scripture about our foundation in Christ.
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 39. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when their grain and new wine abound. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4, verses 7 through 8.
Contemplate what makes you feel grounded in life. Realize that the foundation for our living comes from Christ, and that our thankfulness makes it stronger. Lift a prayer of thanks to God for all He does for you.
November 24th. Thankfulness takes the sting out of adversity. That is why I have instructed you to give thanks for everything. There is an element of mystery in this transaction. You give me thanks regardless of your feelings, and I give you joy regardless of your circumstances. This is a spiritual act of obedience, at times blind obedience. To people who don't know me intimately, it can seem irrational and even impossible to thank me for heart-rending hardships. Nonetheless, those who obey me in this way are invariably blessed, even though difficulties may remain. Thankfulness opens your heart to my presence and your mind to my thoughts. You may still be in the same place with the same set of circumstances, but it is as if a light has been switched on, enabling you to see from my perspective. It is this light of my presence that removes the sting from adversity.
Consider these words from Scripture about giving thanks to the Lord.
Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 118, verse 1. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim You, who walk in the light of Your presence, O Lord. Psalm 89, verse 15.
Think about how an attitude of gratefulness shapes your view of life. Realize that your gratefulness ushers in the presence of God. Make an effort to be grateful in all things, and watch to see how the Lord blesses you.
November 25th. Thank me frequently as you journey through today. This practice makes it possible to pray without ceasing, as the Apostle Paul taught. If you are serious about learning to pray continually, the best approach is to thank me in every situation. These thankful prayers provide a solid foundation on which you can build all your other prayers. Moreover, a grateful attitude makes it easier for you to communicate with me. When your mind is occupied with thanking me, you have no time for worrying or complaining. If you practice thankfulness consistently, negative thought patterns will gradually grow weaker and weaker. Draw near to me with a grateful heart, and my presence will fill you with joy and peace.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about prayer and seeking God.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James chapter 4, verse 8. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
Give thought to how you pray and how prayer ranks in the priorities of your day. Assess how continual prayer might benefit your life and start with being grateful daily. As you begin the practice of praying without ceasing, see if your joy increases.
November 26th. This is the day that I have made. As you rejoice in this day of life, it will yield up to you precious gifts and beneficial training. Walk with me along the high road of thanksgiving, and you will find all the delights I have made ready for you. To protect your thankfulness, you must remember that you reside in a fallen world, where blessings and sorrows intermingle freely. A constant focus on adversity defeats many Christians. They walk through a day that is brimming with beauty and brightness, seeing only the grayness of their thoughts. Neglecting the practice of giving thanks has darkened their minds. How precious are my children who remember to thank me at all times. They can walk through the darkest days with joy in their hearts because they know that the light of my presence is still shining on them. Rejoice in this day that I have made, for I am your steadfast companion.
Consider the following words from Scripture about thankfulness in all situations.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. Psalm 116, verse 17.
Think about if you generally focus on the blessings or the disappointments of the day. Consider that when you focus on disappointment, your joy is diminished. Ask God to help you, even in the dark times, to meet Him on the high road of thanksgiving and allow Him to delight in you.
November 27th. Let thankfulness rule in your heart. As you thank me for blessings in your life, a marvelous thing happens. It is as if scales fall off your eyes, enabling you to see more and more of my glorious riches. With your eyes thus opened, you can help yourself to whatever you need from my treasure house. Each time you receive one of my golden gifts, let your thankfulness sing out praises to my name. Hallelujahs are the language of heaven, and they can become the language of your heart. A life of praise and thankfulness becomes a life filled with miracles. Instead of trying to be in control, you focus on me and what I am doing. This is the power of praise, centering your entire being in me. This is how I created you to live, for I made you in my own image. Enjoy abundant life by overflowing with praise and thankfulness.
Consider the following words from Scripture about abundant life in Christ.
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. Acts chapter 9, verse 18. And again they shouted, Hallelujah! The 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne. And they cried, Amen! Hallelujah! Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you His servants, you who fear Him, both small and great. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Revelation chapter 19, verses 3 through 6. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Psalm 100, verse 4.
Think about how God knows you intimately because He created you from His image. As you pursue a life of praise and thankfulness, you'll begin to see scales fall off your eyes, and your view of God and His gifts become even sharper. Thank Him now for His promise of abundant life.
November 28th. Rest in the deep assurance of my unfailing love. Let your body, mind, and spirit relax in my presence. Release into my care anything that is troubling you, so that you can focus your full attention on me. Be awed by the vast dimensions of my love for you. wider, longer, higher, and deeper than anything you know. Rejoice that this marvelous love is yours forever. The best response to this glorious gift is a life steeped in thankfulness. Every time you thank me, you acknowledge that I am your Lord and provider. This is the proper stance for a child of God, receiving with thanksgiving. Bring me to the sacrifice of gratitude and watch to see how much I bless you.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about God's strength and power.
Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 17. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of His works with songs of joy. Psalm 107, verses 21 through 22.
Identify the top ways you combat anxiety in your life. Consider that the most effective way to handle stress is to release it to God. Ask God to replace the anxieties in your life and remind you of His immense care for you.
November 29th. Let me infuse my peace into your innermost being. As you sit quietly in the light of my presence, you can sense peace growing within you. This is not something that you accomplish through self-discipline and willpower. It is opening yourself to receive my blessing. In this age of independence, people find it hard to acknowledge their neediness. However, I have taken you along a path that has highlighted your need for me, placing you in situations where your strengths were irrelevant and your weaknesses were glaringly evident. Through the aridity of those desert marches, I have drawn you closer and closer to myself. You have discovered flowers of peace blossoming in the most desolate places. You have learned to thank me for hard times and difficult journeys, trusting that through them I accomplish my best work. You have realized that needing me is the key to knowing me intimately, which is the gift above all gifts.
Consider the following words from Scripture about God's guidance.
The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. He tends His flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in His arms and carries them close to His heart. He gently leads those that have young. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11.
Recall a time when you acknowledged you were needy. Take comfort that God doesn't look down on your weakness, but uses it to draw you closer to Him. Thank Him, even during difficulties, and trust that some of His best work can be accomplished in us when we are vulnerable.
November 30th. Problems are a part of life. They are inescapable, woven into the very fabric of this fallen world. You tend to go into problem-solving mode all too readily, acting as if you have the capacity to fix everything. This is a habitual response, so automatic that it bypasses your conscious thinking. Not only does this habit frustrate you, it also distances you from me. Do not let fixing things be your top priority. You are ever so limited in your capacity to correct all that is wrong in the world around you. Don't weigh yourself down with responsibilities that are not your own. Instead, make your relationship with me your primary concern. Talk with me about whatever is on your mind, seeking my perspective on the situation. Rather than trying to fix everything that comes to your attention, ask me to show you what is truly important. Remember that you are en route to heaven, and let your problems fade in the light of eternity.
Consider the following words from Scripture about solving problems.
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Psalm 32, verse 8. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Luke chapter 10, verses 41 through 42. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21.
Important, and begin to let go of problems one by one.
December 1st. I love you with an everlasting love, which flows out from the depths of eternity. Before you were born, I knew you. Ponder the awesome mystery of a love that encompasses you from before birth to beyond the grave. Modern man has lost the perspective of eternity. To distract himself from the gaping jaws of death, he engages in ceaseless activity and amusement. The practice of being still in my presence is almost a lost art, yet it is this very stillness that enables you to experience my eternal love. You need the certainty of my loving presence in order to weather the storms of life. During the times of severe testing, even the best theology can fail you if it isn't accompanied by experiential knowledge of me. The ultimate protection against sinking during life's storms is devoting time to develop your friendship with me.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about God's everlasting love.
The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 26.
Think about what you believe to be the attributes of God. Acknowledge that we must experience God to know Him fully, and we can only do this when we devote time to a friendship with Him. Thank Him for the certainty of His loving presence daily.
December 2nd. I am the Prince of Peace. As I said to my disciples, I say also to you, peace be with you. Since I am your constant companion, my peace is steadfastly with you. When you keep your focus on me, you experience both my presence and my peace. Worship me as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Prince of Peace. You need my peace each moment to accomplish my purposes in your life. Sometimes you are tempted to take shortcuts in order to reach your goal as quickly as possible. but if the shortcut requires turning your back on my peaceful presence, you must choose the longer route. Walk with me along paths of peace. Enjoy the journey in my presence.
Consider the following scripture about experiencing God's presence and peace.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." John chapter 20, verses 19 through 21. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Psalm 25, verse 4.
Give thought to the various ways you might seek peace. Acknowledge that true peace can only come from the Prince of Peace himself, Jesus. Choose to accept God's peace daily as you work to accomplish his purposes in your life.
December 3rd. Do not be surprised by the fiery attacks on your mind. When you struggle to find me and to live in my peace, don't let discouragement set in. You are engaged in massive warfare, spiritually speaking. The evil one abhors your closeness to me, and his demonic underlings are determined to destroy our intimacy. When you find yourself in the thick of battle, call upon my name. Jesus, help me. At that instant, the battle becomes mine. Your role is simply to trust me as I fight for you. My name, properly used, has unlimited power to bless and protect. At the end of time, every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth when my name is proclaimed. People who have used Jesus as a shoddy swear word will fall down in terror on that awesome day. But all those who have drawn near me through trustingly uttering my name will be filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. This is your great hope as you await my return.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about the name of Jesus.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 9.
Think about the times you've experienced fiery attacks and discouragement in your mind. Contemplate the power of Jesus' name.